Tonight, beginning a visit with Cookie this Sunday about noon, the 16th of September, 73. Channel 2, right. Beginning the visit with Cookie this Sunday about noon, the 16th of September, 73. Now, it starts off with Senator Stennis on Meet the Press, Face the Nation. That for a little while, and this is Channel 2 Right and the beginning of the visit with Cookie this Sunday, the 16th of September, 73.
We have it. We must try it to the ultimate. And I call on the military to resort to every effort that they can to make this plan work. We put money in it. We told the people we don't need the draft. And we're not going to turn around at the first little trouble and go to talk about it won't work. I noticed some of these retired military men running up white flags already when they didn't help us keep this thing from happening. Now,
how long a test is that?
Well, I think from 2 to 3 years. And I have in mind now from my position, and I'm going to keep up with this one, that I'm going to support the Selective Service Act until I'm satisfied that an exhaustive effort has been made to make the voluntary plan work in all the settings. And I've been out among these enlisted men. First man has been over 200 of them after I got out of the hospital and over. Talked to them in private rooms, just a few of them and me.
He's going to reduce
the
army.
They ask me questions, I ask them questions. Mine around the point, why did you enlist to begin with? And right down the line, there were boys that were looking adventure. They were thinking in terms of learning a skill or a trade. They were thinking in terms of getting GI benefits and education later, and so forth. Salary wasn't even mentioned by that group. My other question was, are you planning to re-enlist? And if so, what are your points in mind? They still didn't mention salary, except one once in a while. You might be interested. Some said it wasn't going to stay because it wasn't enough discipline. But what they have on mind is jobs, skills, you know, training. Some are interested in what they're doing and they're going to stay. By that time, they're interested in housing because they require wives and mama has to be considered. So it's very revealing, very revealing.
I just want to make sure I understand you, Senator. Are you saying that the Pentagon is not trying?
Oh, they're trying. But they mustn't weaken. And I found a situation in the 13th Division out here at Fort Lewis. You can tell time you get there. This is different. This is better. That general there has the spirit and the know-how and the can-do, and it goes right on down to the least, the most recently arrived recruit. So they're going hard.
Senator, during your absence, the world has changed in Indochina. The bombing has stopped. The troops are out. I wonder, in your opinion, as a constitutional expert on this question, do you think the President of the United States can now resume military actions in Indochina without the specific approval of Congress?
General, I do not think he can under the Constitution. Of course, an emergency of a new kind could arise, Americans in jeopardy, you know, so forth. We passed this so-called War Powers Bill and made certain exceptions.
That's the bill is still in conference.
Yeah,
I wonder whether you're going to work to get that passed this session.
Oh, yes, sir. I've been working. It has stopped. And I think we ought to put something on the books. No, I think it takes something of a new nature to give him any authority and have to act, and be acting in an emergency mode.
So if there was an overt North Vietnamese attack, that would not be sufficient reason in your opinion?
Well, yeah, if there was an overt attack.
Now, did you ever know anybody who talks like that? Well, he don't talk like these fellas that's gone to school all their life, you see.
No. Now, he talks in a common everyday language so just about anybody can understand what he's saying.
Yeah. And he don't talk as if he's reading the newspaper to you. I noticed how to get a deal because I work with the tapes and the television. It's, you see somebody like this, you don't find any of the younger ones, Cookie, that talk like that anymore.
No.
They all talk like they been to school. School talk. Well, I went out and worked on the fence an hour or so this morning, and I'm doing pretty good. I got up a sweat, just barely got up a sweat. I didn't work hard. I tried not to get up a sweat. It was just a little bit of, wasn't quite as stuffy as it.
No, it's pretty open this morning. I could tell a great difference. What it was yesterday morning. Yesterday morning was rough.
Do you know what it get? I don't know where was you yesterday? You wasn't out in here.
No, I was in Williston. I loaded up and went to Jacksonville.
Going on through from 6 o'clock at night, it rained. One shower after another, then it'd clear off.
Didn't rain like that in Jacksonville. Had one little shower in Jacksonville yesterday afternoon.
And all told, you know how much we got? We got 3.5 inches.
Yesterday. Good.
Between 6 o'clock, 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. And supper time. It rained right through supper. We was eating about 6-7 o'clock, you know. And then it cleared off.
Rick and Debbie out?
They're both of them in town. This hot weather, they kept right on through this hot weather, and it was getting them, so I just told him to go on home. Rick's up there knocking around. Debbie's at home. She came out here time or two, just a few minutes. Faye ran her off. She was looking around for a little car. She don't need a little car. She can drive that Chevy or the other car, but yeah. And she was right impressed with the prices they were asking for little cars in the used car places. The price is stiff.
Yes, sir. Price is getting stiff on everything right now. I bought some horses yesterday. Sold some, bought some. change the color.
Yeah.
I changed the color to one that I'm going to keep.
Yeah.
He's been from West Virginia to Florida, from Florida to Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, raises, and Alabama, raises tobacco crop in Alabama. He's in pasture field down there now.
Yeah, I know him.
Tony.
Don't tell me.
Old big spotted Tony.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, he's down in pasture field.
And he raised a crop in Alabama.
Yeah. Raised a tobacco crop in Alabama.
Yeah.
Him and Ratty made up, I'm telling you, just like an old, just like a homecoming.
Oh.
You never saw two horses any happier.
Yeah.
No fuss, no squealing, no kicking or squirming.
Yeah.
Made right up and then he came back up and eat sugar out of my hand.
Yeah,
both of them did.
Yeah. They just took time off and made up?
That's right. Quit eating. I turned him out. All right.
Well.
What are you going? What kind of winter pasture are you gonna plant this fall?
I don't know. I think I'll go back to rye.
What field are you gonna plant?
Well, this field up here, I didn't do a thing to it this year. And it's I fertilized the lower part of it, but the rest of it I didn't.
Up there on the.
By the grove.
Yeah, that knoll hill like in there.
Yeah. So it's just old stubble in there now.
Well, you know, it began to fall back 2 years ago. It was falling back. You could tell it was getting turfy and knotty.
Yeah. That's right. Well. I fertilize around the edges. You see, by the trees over on this side and the far fence and by the grove.
Yeah.
Because that ground is all good around there. And I just didn't need that. So it needs it bad. It needs turning bad. Thing is, it get a little too big.
I'm gonna see if I can't get us one of those disc turning plows.
Well, you know what? It's got to the point where this old bottom plow, all it does is make it rough.
That's right. I'm gonna go see if I can't trade for one, if I have to trade a horse for one. Or something. I know where there's one at. It's a two disc. It's got two of them great big huge discs on it. And it's got a 3-point hitch tractor.
Yeah.
And it does a real good job. Now Daddy's got one for his.
Yeah. With two discs on it?
Yeah, And his Super C Farmall will pour it right up on that hard clay ground.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. Them two discs.
Yeah.
And
some of them Farmalls has got guts.
It's just little old Super C, though.
Oh, I see. Little cultivator type.
Yeah.
figured up there on that front pasture, and I figured, well, this colored fella comes around here, and he's a farmer. I'd let him have it. And he'd get in good shape for me. He talked about it, you know. Well, he enjoyed things like it just is, it just nigger treatment is all he did. All he did was use my equipment. And he kept telling me about equipment he had and used, but he never showed up with it.
You never saw any of it?
No. And it took me a full day, all told, just added the time up, just to go up there and mow them coffee weeds that growed up in them peanuts that he put in up there. See, that's the sort of treatment I got, and I didn't charge him for it. I told him to just get in shape, and he could help me put in a little stuff this fall, or you can't treat a nigga that way. I ought to know him better. You got to hold him to it. Miss Patterson, she knew all about him. If you give him an inch, they'll
take a mile.
Isn't that the old saying?
That's right.
I don't know. When I start making a deal, I always get optimistic.
Well, I'm going back up the country. Get another load of hay. About the second or third of next month. And I got a load of cattle going up that way, up to Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll cut back over to Dad's, about 350 miles, pick me up a load of hay and come on back. Then I've got a man looking for me, 1,000 bale up in South Carolina. I ain't going to keep the 3 horses this one. That's all I'm going to keep.
Well, you need a little extra provisions, you know, in case you...
Yeah, I'm going to lay me in about 150, 200 bales. Pretty good hay. Then I want to get some for your cows next spring when they start calving, you know. January, February when they start calving. Get some of that high protein hay and throw at them and it'll do them better.
Okay.
It'll push them calves on, give them calves a boost and keep them, push them on out better, I think. Or 400 bale of hay to feed them between January and middle of March when grass comes up good. It'll do them a lot of good, won't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's when they're hurting. Unless you got some oats and rye for them.
Now then, I tell you, they need a little bit of, they need something extra, something else, once in a while.
Well, you see, it's unusual for the oats to, the rye to last past April 1st, and by April 1st, generally, it's pretty spindly.
Yeah.
So they don't get much out of it. And there's still a good ways until...
Grass gets in full swing.
Good grass.
Yeah.
If it rained, it'd be all right. It won't rain, you see. We had a little irrigation system where pasture. That would help them. But I don't have the water. There's no water in this thing here. Well, you had a big trip last week when you come over here. You'd been all up in the country there for a week or 10 days.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going back up again, do the same thing over again.
And not hurry back.
That's right. I can't hurry. I just can't do it. When I get tired, I got to stop. I don't care where I get tired at, I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
That's just that simple.
That's the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, but I'm just forced to do it.
Well, you go up there, you see, and you go when your family can go. And they got to get back. They can't stay. This way.
I can go when I want to and come back when I get ready.
Yes. Yeah.
Take me a couple old dogs or a pony or something and a couple ponies and trade along the way.
That's right.
I've got me a cow dog and a coon dog on the trailer now to trade on. I ain't got nothing in them. I mean, what I get out of them is pocket change.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, you know, everybody's got old stuff just standing around rusting, rotten. Needs to be moved. Animals are not using. Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I think every community needs a trailer in it, just to keep these things moving and get so you old cars.
How about how's your little Ford tractor? Is it still manipulating? I need that thing.
That is, they ought to make some more like that.
Yeah, but they don't do it no more.
No. Everybody sees that, wants it. That's the way it's been ever since I had it. And it was an old tractor when I got it, Cookie.
Yeah. I see it. 51, 61, it's 22 years old.
Yeah. Well, I've had it since 61, you see. No, I've had it since 60. I had it before I come around here.
Yeah.
So,
that's next week now. I'm going to try to get things caught up where I can take my horses and my mower machine, take it up home and cut them weeds at 8 acres back of my house. Cut the weeds down on it. Briars and junk.
Yeah.
Too much to cut with a mowing scythe or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good bit of territory.
I'm going to take them horses and try to get it cut with them. Well, I've got to go and get a load of cows.
For the market?
Yeah.
You getting them in early?
Yeah.
What is this business about vaccination?
Vaccination?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
And last week, the price of cows and calves come down a little?
Yeah. Yeah.
But they still had a big sale.
Had a pretty good sale, yeah, but the price was off. I don't know what the sale will be like tomorrow. It's hard to say. But I imagine it'll be a pretty good sale.
I ought to move my calves there, pulling the cows down. Just inertia, just can't get around to it.
Well, when do you want them to go?
At first, those first big sales in September were the best I ever did. When you got out of town buyers.
Yeah.
That's already passed. The thing I've run into here, I know, and I always do it. You see, there's plenty of grass now, but they're grazing it. And you see, you say it's not growing. Well, it's not growing because it doesn't have any fertilizer or anything to grow on. Now, the company over here, they got some grass over there. It's growing. It's just as green as it can be, and it's big, and it's thick. And they're getting that, you see, for the fall and for the winter. Well, I don't fertilize in the fall. I've been fertilizing a little this year for the first time. I've been putting out ammonium nitrate. I put out a half a ton yesterday and a half a ton the week before.
Yeah.
Some before that. And then my grass is all gone before the frost comes. So the frost don't affect me much.
Yeah, yeah.
But you see, I ought to have good grass all fall. But you got one pasture, one good pasture, you see. You can't put them in an old pasture like that corn one over there. There's nothing over there. They can't eat it. Well, let's see. 29th, that's the day over at Jack Stokes.
Yeah.
So he's finally going to come through. And
yeah. We got us a town country saddle club organized, and we gonna get it started. And then after the Levy County Fair there in Williston, why, we're gonna start having them down at the fairgrounds, and we'll have bleachers and everything for people to sit on, and it'll be a real nice place. We're building barns and chutes and everything to put it to, we can have a regular arena there. I mean, a legal arena and everything.
Yeah.
And it will be maintained by Levy County.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Got Levy County behind it.
Well, Levy County ought to get behind something.
And, what is like, Elisha County is behind a fairground. I mean, the fairgrounds up there this side of the airport.
Yeah.
See, they're behind that.
Oh, are they?
But they don't push it, see?
Yeah.
They don't push it.
They let somebody else do it.
They have two shows a year.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not enough to keep the children interested in,
yeah,
to participate.
Yeah.
So therefore, they just don't. They're just not interested in anything like that.
I see. Yeah, I got nobody behind it.
That's right.
Well, you know, something like that. I used to think out here, you see, if we had somebody like Nick, somebody growing up, you know, not quite grown, but responsible, knows a little about horses, he could manage a whole lot, oversee a whole lot.
Yeah.
A whole lot could go on with just hardly any active.
Well, that's one reason I went and bought that big horse back. I want to try to get a little activity started down here. I've tried it and it hasn't worked, but I ain't give up.
Well,
I'm going to limit it to just right here on the farm. I mean, I'm not going to go out on the road. Take them back in the, I mean, just ride them around in the pasture fields and nothing else. Be out there and pick up palmetto fans.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I tried for a while to interest them up there in my office. They had, all of them had children, you see, a lot of them did, and they'd like to come out somewhere. And they come out here. If they do anything at all, they tie me, some of the adults down. Well, I don't want to be out there with the children and spend half a day with them. I mean, I just don't want to do it.
Well, there's one group came out here and had me pulling my hair out.
Yeah.
There are three or four of them, I'm telling you, they was nuts.
Oh, yes, I remember that. That was a nutty
crowd.
Oh,
wasn't it, though?
Yeah.
They had me standing on my head and pulling my hair.
Yes. That was a crowd. I was glad when they went home. Well, anyhow, you can, with horses, you see, the horses will do the work.
Yeah. And I got them. I got the pair big enough to do it.
Just somebody just overlooking it.
Well,
they don't have to do the work.
No.
They can tell them. Tell somebody to do it.
Right. But, and I think along with that deal over there in Jackson, Williston, that maybe every little while I can have a little get together down here or up here and meet new people and kick the buck around.
Yeah.
Instead of riding horses, ride a wagon.
Yeah. You know, yes. But it takes so little supervision. It takes very little.
That's right. But it's just, the thing of it is, when you just walk right out here in wide open spaces, you can't draw a crowd.
Yeah.
You've got to work through somebody or through something. To get the crowd.
Yeah.
Once you get the crowd started, you got it made. You got a whip.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the disadvantages, you see, is the parents. If they bring the children out here, they don't stay with them. They'll disappear. They want to get rid of them children just as soon as they can. I'm telling you, the babysitter is in as much demand as anything you know of cooking.
Yes, my brother. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to get out here and go get them cows.
Janet called over here last night, rather late. She said, Ricky? What happened? They had some death in their family, the neighbors or something, and they wanted to go up to town. Funeral home. And they were on the babysit. I mean, a man can really get a job quick if he shows any interest.
It wouldn't happen to being his mother, would it?
I don't know. I didn't go into it, could he? Has she been sick?
Oh, yeah. She lived down at Bellevue.
Everybody does the same thing, you see. Everybody gotta have a big family. Well, now what does that do, you see? It looks like some of them could sort of stay disengaged. You know, when you was growing up, you had a lot of old bachelors and old maids.
Yeah.
They didn't all feel like they had to get married and have a big family. How would that happen, Cookie?
It beats me. I don't know.
But there was.
That's right. And nowadays, when children get 13, 14, 15 years old, well, they're married and gone.
Yeah.
Too long.
Your family,
how's
Laura?
Well, she ain't doing no good. She's still in the hospital. And they'll probably start running more tests tomorrow.
She's starting young, isn't she?
Sure is.
You're gonna have to get out of that business.
I imagine she's done.
She's gonna have to get in some other part of it without all the lifting. She can't stay where she is without lifting on there. She just naturally lean over and
pick them up. Well, I've got 45 minutes to get to Williston, get into that chute, get Red Dowell and bring him cows in. It's supposed to be there at 1 o'clock.
How much cows bring?
Oh, anywhere from 28 to 40 cents, depending on their flesh.
Well, I hate to sell this old bull. I've got to sell him. He's too good to make hamburgers. He's the best breeder I ever had. Ain't any of these cows gone unbred. Now, one or two of them were late, but that wasn't his fault.
Well, what you got to have on him? An old man looking for one. He's done the same thing you've done. He's bred out.
Yeah. Well, people I run into like that want to swap. I don't want to swap, you see.
Well, he done sold his Black Angus.
Yeah.
And he wants to switch from Black Angus to Hereford and cross his Charolais and Hereford together.
Wouldn't pay as much for him for a bull as they'll pay for him for a hamburger. Isn't that awful?
That's right.
So it's almost a case, you see, of just being there and Niagara Falls for breeding purposes.
That's right.
And like old Everett, last time I saw him, he said he'd been getting $500-$400 for his bull at the market. And he says now the price has gone up and he gets $500, but the man still wants to give him $400 for his bull.
Yeah.
Well, that last one I sent up there brought $380. And nobody would have given me $380 for him. Well, as it happened, he wasn't doing his business. I'll tell you this one is, I didn't realize what a bull could do until I saw this. I never saw one as aggressive. What about his business the way this fellow does? He moves so fast, could he?
Yeah. Huh.
He moves. I remember when he first came here and he didn't know me. I'd put my hand out to stop him and he'd cut by me before I could say hello. He quit it.
Yeah.
And he's pretty well behaved.
Yeah.
But when he wants to get by, he can get by.
Well, when you get ready to sell him, let me know. I'll jump him in there for you.
Okay.
If you want to sell him tomorrow, I'll take him today.
I'd like Miss Daisy. She used to come up here every now and then, have breakfast and dinner or something. But you couldn't tell her a few minutes beforehand. You had to prepare for it. She had to make up her mind. You ever run into that?
Yeah, blame right I do.
I've got a couple of fellas coming down here to look at the whole herd next week. And that's one reason I've been holding off. Could cost me money. Just waiting for them.
Why, from up the country?
Yeah.
Well, I move. I can truck them. I can ship them.
I wish there ought to be somebody you could get. Just pay them. Somebody you see, like old Wallace Cobb up there, and tell him, Wallace, I'll give you $50 to come out here and look at these animals and tell me just a fair market value. Well, you don't keep up yourself. But that's hard to find. If you don't keep up yourself, you're in bad shape.
Well, I'll bring a man out here to give you a fair market price. He'll quote you a fair market price on him.
Sure does.
Jack Stokes.
Jack Stokes. I've had experience with Jack Stokes. And what you call him, he called a fair market price.
I tell you, he shot square with me.
I could get $400 at the market. $200 would be a fair market price for Jack. The experience I had with him. People change, you know.
Well, boy, I tell you, he give me the high dollar on everything I sold him. In fact, the matter, he's been over backwards to help me.
Well, people change. I haven't had any dealings with him in a long time.
In fact, the matter, he called me and said, told me he'd be at this loading chute a certain time this afternoon to load them cows and bring them into market.
Because
he didn't want to mess with them. Give it to them.
Yeah. Save him the trouble.
Yeah. He didn't want to mess with them.
Yeah.
And that'll probably lead to two or three more loads this afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll probably be running steady all afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody see you.
But I have got to go, or I won't make it. Well, I'll probably be back around tomorrow.
Your vehicle running, still running fine?
Oh, yeah.
Tires holding up?
Yeah.
What was that place? I don't want any tires. What was that place in Ocala?
Pan American Tire Company.
On the Silver Springs Boulevard?
Right across from the... on Silver Springs, right straight on 441. So right straight through Ocala, 301.
Yeah.
On the left-hand side, right across my shopping center. In fact, matter just almost right across the front of Firestone Tire and Rubber Company.
Yeah.
You go over there and buy two tires for the price of one Firestone.
Yeah. Well, it's good to know those things. You think they'll be there the time you...
Need some more?
Need some more.
I hope.
Well, you can't have them. You can't buy extra ones and keep them with you.
No, I can't haul everything.
You can't. No, you can't haul everything. You don't carry your tools around with you.
No. Just a few hand tools.
Yeah.
Cigar box full.
Yeah.
Well, I'll check in with you tomorrow, guys.
All right.
Dogs. Channel 2 right around 900. The end of visit with Cookie this Sunday, the 16th of September, 73. Channel 2 right around 900. The end of visit with Cookie this Sunday about noon, the 16th of September, 73. Channel 2 right and the end of visit with Cookie this Sunday around noon, the 16th of September, 73. Channel 2 right around 900 and the end of visit with Cookie, short visit, this Sunday the 16th of September 73. This Sunday the 16th of September 73, Channel 2 right. Now this is all screwy. Phyllis is Channel 1 right and this is Channel 2 right, you see. And I have nothing on Channel 1 over and Channel 2 over. So I don't know what'll happen. And this is the end of the visit with Cookie this Sunday, the 16th of September, 73.